The Universal National Service Act of 2003 was introduced in January of last year. It's still in the Armed Services Committee, but violence has increased in Iraq, and some people worry the pressure for more U.S. soldiers could bring about a call for enactment. Peace activist and conscientious objector Guy Wolf says there's reason for concern. First of all, Wolf says a military survey shows half the soldiers already in Iraq say they won't reenlist.
Secondly, certainly most people, I think, understand that both candidates, George Bush and John Kerry, are looking for an increase in the number of soldiers in Iraq, not less. And in addition to that, there's certainly there issues of Afghanistan and other commitments around the world that require an increase in the number of soldiers.
Third District Representative Ron Kind says he's been hearing from constituents concerned about a draft in the past couple of weeks. Kind won't say whether he favors a draft or not. He does say having one might influence whether the country goes to war.
Like, what are we doing in Iraq if, in fact, no weapons of mass destruction were found there? And it would force, I would hope, policymakers in this country to think long and hard before it comes time to deploy our young troops in hostile situations.
Peace activists expect the bill to reinstate the draft will be taken up shortly after the presidential election. Kind says he believes that's unlikely because Pentagon officials have said they don't need a draft. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.